Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You can always find all of our Penn State football podcasts online at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the Keystone Sports app. It's called Keystone Sports from the App Store on your phone. There you get all of our content streaming as we put it up, and you can listen to us as much as you'd like. And you can ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have a jam-packed hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. The other member of our team, that's our on-air team, that would be Ross Sabas. He'll join us in a bit. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. It's football season, officially.
Three practices are in, media days behind you. We're going to kick off this week with some news and notes. Quarter two is Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers, that'd be Ask Ross, brought to you by good friends at 409TailgateClub.com. That powers quarter number three. And in quarter four, we're going to go outside the box at the linebacker position. You, Ross, and myself. But first, we have a special announcement. Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every single home game this season, Penn State football fans. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, visit one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We'll pull the winner next week on the air, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Okay, Bob. Let's get started. Manny Bowen, welcome back. 85% was your number last week. I remember it. You said you were 85% certain he was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
James Franklin announced he's being reinstated to the roster. We're going to talk more about linebackers in quarter number four, but your initial reaction.
Oh, they have no plan for him, though. I love that. He's one of their three best linebackers. I think he'll be back. James is already talking about him this week in practice. He already looks good.
Right.
It looks like he stayed in shape over the summer. Maybe he was on some kind of super secret workout routine we don't know about. He just looks like he hasn't missed much. He's a veteran player. I just think that he's an outside linebacker. I think whatever they're going to do,
he's not
in the middle. I mean, unless something goes horribly wrong, I think they know who they're going to look at in the middle. And I think he just strengthens a linebacker position that was really, I think, probably the number two need on the defensive side. James kept referencing that. I think with him in tow, if one of those freshman linebackers takes a step forward and Cam Brown takes a step forward, I think they're going to feel pretty good about linebacker.
Yeah, they have six guys that I think now they're looking at with Manny Bowen back. I don't think they lack for options. I just think they lack for what they know exactly what they're getting into. But, I mean, he's a veteran guy. It gives them now two veterans at the linebacker position, him and Koa Farmer. Mm-hmm. That's important as well. I mean, I love Joe Moorhead's quote about, you know, experience matters until the talent gets experience. But, you know, we know they have talent there. It's just a matter of what the known quantity is. Okay, there was an open practice earlier this week. Coach James Franklin, as we would expect and as he has come to know, chatted up a few guys this week. What did you grab and take away from just the slight open practice that Penn State made for the media? Or was it on Wednesday earlier this week? It was on Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening. They're very serious about moving Michael Mann at the center. I think the reason that you saw him at center, I don't think it's a big surprise. James talked about it in spring. They're not fooling anyone. I think they're going to give him, and he talked about the fact that they like what McGovern gives him at guard as well. So if Michael Mennett can continue to develop, I think he will be the center now. It looks like it's pretty official. I think that's significant. He mentioned Jahan Dotson, two freshman wideout who things come easy to. I just don't know if there's enough room at the end because Mac Hippenhamer looked awfully good, I thought, in the blue-white game. And KJ Hamler did some good things in the spring. They you can only play so many receivers. But, I mean, again, with this new rule that allows you to look at freshmen for four games, if you're a receiver, you don't really need to get – I don't know if you need to get physically ready to play. You just need to earn the trust of the quarterback.
Right.
So I could absolutely see them running him out early in the season, maybe against Kent State or somebody like that, because you don't usually hear James talk about freshmen after three practices.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I thought the fact that he said the defensive tackles were ahead of schedule or ahead of where he thought they would be was very interesting. It's not that I don't say, hey, I don't believe what James said. I don't think he's trying to blow smoke. But I found that very curious.
Well, and that and the fact that the Danny Dalton buzz has disappeared and all of a sudden it's John Holland again at tight end.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because he's healthy. Nick Bowers doesn't even look like a tight end to me anymore. He looks like an offensive tackle. I don't know what their plans are for him. To be determined is what he's going to say about Tommy Stevens, if anything, later in August. But to me, Manet at center, I think significant. The fact that Bowen's back. And I'm little curious to see if we'll see Jahan Dotson play a little bit early in the season.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you, sir?
I am good. I walked in right at the right time.
You did. Michael Manet.
Michael Manet at center. I've been asking for this for a long time.
You have.
I've been saying, and I think that this is the best position for Michael Manet, both as a college player and maybe as pro potential, and for Connor McGovern. Everybody wins, including us, because we now know that the Penn State coaches listen to the Keystone Sports Network. Because I've been saying this forever. Connor McGovern is more of a guard at the next level. And by the way, it helps him out that he's now shown he can play both.
Correct. The versatility matters.
The versatility is huge.
Yeah.
Because if you're not drafted high enough to be a starter, you got to be able to play more than one.
Right.
And by the way, he could probably play tackle if he really, really had to, too, in the college level, which means at the NFL level, maybe you can do that as an emergency. But from a strictly body, you know, standpoint, this makes perfect sense with Manet and McGovern. And it sounds like, Bob, it's going really well. I mean, they haven't said it yet, but the way they're talking about it, it's like it's a done deal.
It does. And I do think the fact that James talked about it in spring, he talked about it in August. It's, in other words, this is not going to be a surprise move. I think we saw Michael work at center in spring, just not a lot. As long as he develops, I think he's the guy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You really want athletic centers, okay? Picture a nose tackle on either shoulder of the center. You want a guy who's a good enough athlete that he can block that guy play side. That's Manet. You also want a guy that can go up on linebackers and is able to really be able to run with them. And that's Manet. I mean, his high school video was amazing how athletic he is. So that's really good. And then for McGovern, there's value too in having a really smart guy playing guard. You know, when they're in silent count and stuff, McGovern can help Manet
right
with his experience. And McGovern can help the right tackle position, which is still totally up for grabs.
That's the one thing I'm still going to see. Is it going to be Chaz or is it going to be Will? But if you look at the
is this Chaz's last year?
Yes.
Okay.
But now you have three guys on the offensive line that probably could play all five positions. But I think Bates has worked at center when he was redshirting. And you have McGovern, you have Manet. They can all play guard.
Is this Gonzalez's last year?
He's a fourth-year junior. He was a redshirt freshman in 2016.
Wow. I mean, they're going to have a good offensive line this year. They have a chance to have a really good offensive line in 2019, which might be just in the nick of time.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. All right, guys, we're going to keep moving on here in news and notes. Last thing I wanted to say about it, this was my two cents, was John Holland's going to be the tight end unless he gets hurt again. That was
well. I mean, it's 50-50 then. The guy's never been healthy his whole career.
I agree with you. So, some more news and notes. Jake Zembeck, quarterback, took a medical red shirt. He announced on social media that his career as a player at Penn State is over because of an ongoing injury. Scholarship wise, it moves Penn State to 84 from 85 to 84. That's assuming that Manning Bowen goes immediately back on scholarship. He's still going to remain with the team and still going to get his degree at Penn State. James Franklin's going to honor that. But, I mean, there's just no room at the end at quarterback.
And we don't know what the medical
Now,
I think it has to do with that wrist. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I mean, I say good for him, but it's just one of those things that when they were talking about the need to develop a third quarterback last year in spring, and they weren't mentioning his name,
right?
I just thought the writing was on the wall. And now the quarterback room is so crowded with talent. I mean, what was he going to do?
And now there's two more coming in the 2019 class. And it's just going to get even worse.
I mean, don't you kind of if they're at 84, right? Don't you have to? If Jan Johnson starts the opener at middle linebacker, don't you have to put him on scholarship?
I
mean, the long snapper's on scholarship, but the starting middle linebacker isn't on scholarship?
Absolutely.
I feel like
this is my prediction. And by the way, yes, I know Jan and his family.
Well, you know the coaching staff's listening, so go ahead.
I know. Here's my idea, guys. Yes, I know Jan and his family, but this is no like inside. This is just my guess. My guess is the same day Franklin makes it official that Jan Johnson is starting middle linebacker. If that happens, he also says something like, I can just picture Franklin and be like, hey, Jan, I just want to let you know, not only are you the starting middle linebacker at Penn State, you're on full scholarship.
There you go, video. I'm telling you, the crazy scholarship video.
And that will be, I mean, when's the last time a guy at Penn State started a wrestling match and started on the football team? He started a bunch of wrestling matches as a heavyweight.
It's been a while. He didn't win a lot, but that's because it's Penn State. But yeah, he did it. He did it at a very young age.
Well, he was a true freshman.
Correct. And he was like 225 pounds.
Yeah, he should have been at, although they don't have another, it's 197 in heavyweight, right?
Yeah, but heavyweights can weigh like 280.
I know, but it's just bizarre that high school wrestling in Pennsylvania has a 215 weight class. But if you're a college wrestler, you're either under 200 pounds or you're going against those monsters from Ohio State and Michigan that
Kyle Snyder.
All right. One last thing I wanted to address in news and notes before we get out in the final minute, gents. For the record, Penn State has its 2019 recruiting class, has its 16th recruit. That's a JUCO offensive lineman, Anthony Wiggins, 6'5", 290-pounder, will arrive on campus next year, and he brings 2 years of eligibility with him. He's the second JUCO guy in this class. We'll talk a little bit more about that in quarter number two. But in a very short order, Penn State went from like 9 or 10 to 16 in this recruiting class, and that's
my
point.
And they might only be adding four or five more.
Right.
I think they know who they want, and I think offensive tackle became a major priority after the Nana Asidu medical. And so they went out and they got two kids, and so I'll tell you about them next.
In quarter number two, that would be Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Stick with us. We'll be right back, Ross and I.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.